Now, the rest of the story. Natalie was 20, pretty, and pregnant. She and her husband, Martin, did so want a baby girl. The couple lived in a two-family house at 415 Monroe Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. It was a modest but happy home, not far from the railroad yards and the docks. Martin was a small businessman. He owned a tavern in town. Natalie, in addition to being a housewife, was a practical nurse, and now she was pregnant. All through the fall, the expectant parents made plans for the new arrival. On what day would she be born? After whom would she take? It was always she. From the start, there was no question in Natalie's mind. Her child would be a girl, the young mother-to-be even purchased a bundle of baby clothing in anticipation. Pink baby clothing. How frivolous these considerations must have seemed on that chill December morning so many years ago, when Natalie's mother, Rosa, Mama Rosa, had been up with her daughter most of the night. It was a difficult labor, and now with the dawn's early light, still no child. Now, Mama Rosa, having borne 9 children of her own, had developed a reliable intuition about these things. And she knew this time something was terribly wrong. At last, Dr. Peterson arrived. By now, Natalie was many hours into her labor. A quick examination revealed the difficulty. The child was simply too large and unable to move. It would have to be a forceps delivery. Minutes later, the child was, apart from its mother, but utterly quiet. The left side of the infant's head had been lacerated by the forceps. The left ear was almost severed. And, said Dr. Peterson, I'm sorry, the child is stillborn. Now the only question was, could Natalie be saved? But now, wait a minute. In quiet desperation, Dr. Peterson is working on the mother. He must stop her hemorrhaging, and soon. Mama Rosa, Natalie's mother, gazed at this silent infant in disbelief. Her grandchild born dead, it must not be. And at that instant, Rosa remembered something one of her own midwives had told her long ago, and perhaps she had remembered it for a reason, for right here and right now. Quickly, Mama Rosa took this infant to the wash basin and placed what had been declared a stillborn baby under the cold water tap and turned on the faucet. A moment went by, nothing. Another moment, and the baby the doctor had given up for dead coughed and cried out and breathed in. The baby was alive, and Natalie was as fortunate as her newborn, because shortly thereafter her bleeding stopped, and as the bright Sunday sunlight danced on the freshly fallen snow, a new life was bequeathed to the world. Natalie's huge baby weighed 13.5 pounds at birth. That had been the problem, but now she and it were safe, so it didn't really matter much when Natalie discovered that her hoped-for she was a he. To this day, Natalie's baby boy bears the scars from Dr. Peterson's forceps, as well as the name, perhaps originally intended for a daughter, Francis. The blue-eyed boy, who was supposed to have been a girl, the infant the doctor thought was stillborn, was still born, and grew up to become Francis Albert. He chose to be called Frank Sinatra. And now you know the rest of the story.